Once the feast is over, it's time for us to leave and to go out into the world, to be sent again by Christ himself, who has gathered us. He who gathers us sends us. We can't stay there. The whole point of us coming together to listen to God, to celebrate the sacrifice, to share the feast, has been to be empowered for mission, to be sent out. So we are sent out with the blessing of God, which the priest offers. It's not the blessing of the priest. It comes through the priest, but it's not something that the priest himself confers. So we see that consistently through the Mass, the priest is a kind of mediator or a channel. He's not there in his own right, and that's one of the reasons why he wears vestments. It's a way of saying symbolically, I'm here not just as me, but I am here as one through whom the power and the word and the blessing of God pass to you. That's the fundamental service that the priest renders. As it were, he gives his body and his voice so that God's word and God's power and God's blessing can flow through him into the life of the community. And that's certainly true of the blessing. And just as we began by signing ourselves with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, in other words, acknowledging that we are drawn into the life of the Trinity, so now as we set forth from the Mass to go out into the world on mission, we hear again the language of the Trinity, where the blessing is given, and it's the blessing of Father, Son, and Spirit. So the God who sends us out doesn't leave us on our own. The blessing of God is given to us here and now and will accompany us, and here is the promise of the blessing, will accompany us at every step of the journey that lies ahead. The God who sends us out goes with us, is what the blessing says. After the blessing, there is simply the dismissal. Ite missa est, as we used to say in Latin. Now we say, go and announce the gospel of the Lord, or go in the peace of Christ. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Whichever of those dismissals we hear, it is again Christ himself who sends us out, but it sends us out now fully equipped as those who have yet again heard the word of God, have responded to it in faith, who have celebrated the sacrifice, who have shared the feast, and therefore are equipped in every way to accomplish the mission which is entrusted to us by the God who goes with us. Therefore, at the end of everything, the last thing we say at Mass, because of all the gifts that we have received through this time, we simply say, thanks be to God.